See, now I gotta grab some.
Yep.
I gotta grab some.
Hey, welcome to Just Posted, everybody.
What's up, y'all?
We appreciate y'all, like, seriously so much, man. We are almost at 1,000 subscribers.
I'm like, y'all playing with me now, because y'all just, we getting so...
Okay. We even brought a nigga that's dressed down to the teeth. Not playing with me.
Trying to get paid.
Man, this is shout out to everybody. I didn't know people was gonna be upset about the light skin situation.
We just playing, man. Those are light skin shit.
They be doing all this fucking colorism all day, man. It's
you the nigga up. That said that Justin Tatum was the same type of light skin as
where's who else?
As Devin Booker. You said that.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
That's I retract that statement because I got to retract because Devin Booker, he a silent killer. Jason Tatum, he talk a little bit.
Yeah,
but it's
he does, he does talk a little bit.
Yeah, he got LMA. He win.
He got.
I do. Def.
She made shot clock about that nigga.
Shot clock. Oh, that's the song. Is my
head. Think about it. What the fuck? You made shot clock like nigga. If it ain't about the movie,
nigga.
Oh man.
Hey, like I ain't gonna hold you. I think Cam and which Angel Reese broke up, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's my boy, Iowa State's ex-teammate, Keyshawn.
Yeah.
He tore his ACL when he was.
Yeah.
He tore his ACL at the beginning of the season.
Fucked up. Andrew Reese, though, holler at me. You feel me? I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
I mean, hold on. I mean, that's a topic for later. You
he went crazy.
Hollering at Andrew Reese.
How was Andrew Reese?
21.
Oh, shit, he crashed out after he tore his ACL and broke up with you going for it?
No, I can't. She took it, bro. That's Nah, you can't, bro. It's not talking about you. You can't talk about that. Oh, see, yeah, I'm 41. Yeah, I'm
41. Oh, okay.
I'm, you know, I got real grades. Can't do that, bro. You can't do that.
Y'all put a pin in that, and listeners, for later. But we want to give a shout out to my boy, my brother. Yeah. It's Anthony Simply Champagne that's on the network.
06.
He's one of the only black
06.
Champagne.
Yeah. 06
is fire.
06.
Awesome.
Yeah. 06.
Hey, and so hold on. Yeah. Shout out. That one episode where it was the Christmas one where y'all just went off for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Who's
going on? It was you. And then you was like, you just started me now.
Oh, Founders Day. Yeah. 06, nigga. Yeah. Hey, yo. Yeah. We got other fraternities on this here little, you know, network. But y'all ain't doing numbers like us. So fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
Yeah. I said it. Oh, shit.
Daddy is home.
Take that. Yeah. That's the energy we talking about.
Daddy's
home, nigga.
Daddy's
word to Drizzy. Poppy's home, nigga.
I will say this.
Yeah. All that. Holla at
me. I would be the peaceful brother. Based on college.
He's not peaceful.
Who would have thought?
He's not peaceful.
I love all y'all.
He's not
man.
Peaceful. NBAC, He don't love y'all.
We choose violence.
He don't love y'all. He does choose violence. Don't let Sleepy be up here lying to y'all.
Well, I mean, Simply Champagne is basically a show about wine, champagne, and all that extra extravagant shit that y'all think y'all want to be a part of. He is really a part of that.
And your dead ass.
Yeah.
When I walked in, and I said, God damn.
My nigga dressed like champagne. I'm dressed like a 40 bottle.
I was dressed for the weather.
It got cold as motherfucker.
It's kind of green, you know, St. Patty's Day.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Green. Like, oh, he's ready.
Is today St. Patty's Day?
Today is St. Patty's
Day. Yeah. Damn.
Why
you ain't got no red on? Or not red on, green on?
You already know why, baby.
He ain't on the camera. Geez.
And, you know.
He already know. He already know, baby. He already know, baby. Fuck.
I want to give a shout out to D.
Iowa State been on a run since I said fuck Iowa State. I've been getting hit up by every single person that has been. I attended Iowa State. All y'all just went to Iowa State.
What's crazy is no, for real. You called out. You said I don't give a fuck about any young niggas that went to school. You said that.
Like I've been getting hit up everywhere. Oh, that's how you feel, Doja. Damn, dog. I didn't know you went there. You went for a semester. It don't even count. You finished it. Stop doing that.
Hey, look, you are right about that. I do have some issues with that.
But if you went, you went.
But they went. But
they didn't leave because they wanted.
Ever since I said that, they done went all the way damn near.
At least.
Y'all highest rank was what, 5? The highest rank was like 4 or something like that, right? Yeah.
Again, if it was from circumstances that you couldn't control.
Okay, I can understand.
Like, money, this be Kansas. Y'all got Kansas in y'all bracket, don't y'all?
We beat Kansas.
No, I'm talking about Kansas in the tournament bracket. In the tournament.
Oh, we got Illinois in ours on our bottom part.
You talking about Illinois. Illinois be
out. Yeah.
Did they win today? They beat Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, I'm going to give Darryl a shout out. I was able to be on another podcast and have a great
time.
Y'all
see how they do me, y'all?
You were invited to, Doja.
Y'all see how they do me? They put they get multiple boys, podcasts. I ain't been on none of them. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. That was a dope podcast.
Doja be like,
I don't know shit about 90s music. I don't listen to like 90s music like that. I ain't gonna hold you. So I wouldn't have been
Doja,
no
good for that. You was asleep. You was on the 90s music.
I wasn't on it.
It was like the walking.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about 90s music enough to be on it. I was born in the 80s, but I just never listened to it enough to know like the ins and outs of shit. So, yeah.
Hey, no, but man, shout out to you. Tell a little bit about, you know, your background, the podcast, all that stuff, and then we don't get into to the shits and giggles.
Well, I've been into the wine industry for about, man, it actually be 10 years this year.
Damn.
I call it the greatest accident that ever happened in my life. I didn't really study wine. I really was into wine growing up. I just happened to fall into wine, you know, because I was in between gigs. I went to school. I was a pre-law degree. I wound up got my master's in construction management.
Hell yeah. Good job, bro.
Yeah, construction management. Absolutely. And I worked for a small company. Wound up, you know, they wound up getting bought out by a big company. Got laid off, whatever. It was like, hey, man, this unemployment is about to run out. I have to figure out something.
Ooh, I've been there.
Listen, I was a newlywed at the time. So I was like, hey, man, you know, shit. Daycare is expensive. So,
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I'm paying $306 a week now.
How many you got?
I have altogether 5.
God damn, nigga.
Wait, time out. See, you can't just. Okay, so hold on. Wait, yeah. Time out.
Altogether 5.
This is the way my nigga said it. Like I ain't taking away because you just can't. I mean, altogether. Like it's like nigga, we got 2 over here, got 1 over there. One just kind of showed up in my surprise. Yeah, they be called bonus.
That's how 5. No, 5 be like that. Not yeah. The bonus way, but 5.
I got a homeboy who got 5 kids. He got 6 kids, and he just like, bro. I just looked up. I came in the living room one day. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
He said, I looked at my wife. I said, hey, we got to chill the fuck out.
You see?
Okay.
You seen Idlewild? You seen Idlewild when they show Big Boy taking a picture with his wife, and then it goes out to this a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not, but my homeboy said I came down into my living room and I saw 6 kids. And I was like, I looked at my wife and I said, hey, we got to chill the fuck out.
I'm the oldest of 8. So I grew up in a house like that, which is why I only got 1. It's not you're going to get that bag of
listen.
Your pullout game kind of trash.
It's trash.
You ain't pulling out.
It's
terrible. Okay.
Hey, come on, hey, now.
But I will.
I'm learning how to change his diet.
But he's happy to have the.
I will say this. I just found out that my daughter just got accepted to Southern University.
Hell yeah! What's the talk about, dog?
Yes,
going. Keep...
Fourth, she'll be a 4th generation Anthony going to Southern University. So I'm very, very proud
that's
about
dope.
That.
That's what I'm talking
fourth
about.
Fourth
damn,
generation,
dog.
This is the kind of shit I'm.
How old? Wait, how can I ask? How old are you?
39.
I'm bullshit.
So we was bullshit. We had our kids late.
Late as hell. Late as hell.
I'm going to call now. I'm talking now to the A. We need to be talking about college. Fuck all these cartoons, nigga. Okay? We ain't talking about Paw Patrol no more. We talking about FAFSA. Okay?
We ain't talking about Paw Patrol.
Okay? It's time to get scholarship. Okay? We've been doing syllables. Scholarship. How many? Write that shit down, boy. Let's get it going.
Hey, seriously. I was sitting to think about that because we do got friends who kids are like getting ready to go to college, in college. And I'm like, what the fuck was I doing?
Outside?
My daughter, no.
What is outside?
My daughter is fucking 8, nigga. What the fuck was I doing? She's 8.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm tired, nigga.
Now the lost his first 2 years. She different,
she
dog.
Man. Out, dog. We went dress shopping for Easter just today.
Bro,
she want to try on both dresses. You only getting 1 dress.
You listen. I'm prom dress shopping. Prom. Listen.
Damn.
Prom dress.
Yo, where you got the goons when he come to the door?
Oh, I am the goon.
Yeah, I'm talking about. I had a mother sitting out. What's up, bro? What's up? Why you jumping? Like you ain't never seen a motherfucker gun before. Come here.
So this is what's crazy. My parents passed away when I was in my 20s.
Oh,
so I've been prime. I have, like, I'm the oldest of 8.
Yeah.
So I took my sister prime dress shopping. I walked one of my other sisters down the aisle. So, like, I've been through that part, but not with my own child.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? So, like, I've been, but listen, It's the same when you a big brother going prom. You ain't wearing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Put that up. Absolutely.
Who is he? What's going on?
Right.
That's real.
I need your social security
card.
Y'all
a real couple?
Who you kin to?
Some bullshit.
Who you kin to?
But let's finish your story about.
Oh, but really quick, though. But I wound up applying to, you know, to Kroger's to get an overnight job. And when I went to the interview, because I was like, man, I can work overnight. You know, my wife at the time, I was like, man, I can take care of our son in the daytime. And the way we can cut out, you know, paying for daycare. You know, I showed up just like I dress now. And she was like, listen, you are way too qualified. We cannot have you working overnight. And so I was like, well, I need something. Like, I'm just going to be honest with you. I can't walk out this store without a job. I wasn't trying to threaten it, but I was like, hey,
I'm trying to work. Don't ask me any motherfucking questions about it. So what is your motivation?
Yeah.
Y'all got a shift from 2 to 10.
Yeah.
Work that.
Thank you.
Let's stop playing.
Exactly.
Mondays and Wednesday.
Exactly. So they was like, you know, we had this wine store position. I was like, okay, cool. I didn't know nothing about wine. She wound up hiring me or whatnot. And then she told me you had to go through this real rigorous wine training. I was like, man, whatever. Whatever I got to do to keep the gig, I'm totally down for it. I'm kind of desperate at this point. But that conversation right there wound up changing my life. And from there, and man, that was September of 2015 to here we are today, one of four African-American somms in the city of Houston and the state of Texas, first master of champagne, and got some really, really good things coming up.
Well, so, this just sounds... That's some good shit.
Hey, one,
Daryl fucking clap. This is
a situation over here, man.
This is a really good. Hey, one, that's a fantastic story.
Appreciate
real talk.
It. Appreciate
and,
it.
And I don't know what your beliefs are, but I'm gonna just say it. Ain't nothing we go through that's too big.
Oh, for
we
God, gonna come absolutely. Through that,
man. So give
absolutely.
You know. Hey, me, I got to get God this glory.
Also,
whatever
always.
God you believe in, I am not. I don't care. As long as you believe in something, I don't care what you believe in. But yeah, hey man, bro, fuck all that.
Absolutely.
And yes, I say that Jesus is my homeboy.
Jesus is definitely
I'd be
my
like,
homeboy.
God, I'd be like, fuck all that at the same time because he know my heart.
Absolutely. Jesus is definitely my homeboy.
Right, at that point.
But, you know, the biggest thing we have going on now is that I am starting my importing company where I will be importing champagnes into the United States. So that is the big feat. And I will be the first African-American champagne importer in the United States. Not the city, not the state, but the country, Craig. We will be the first.
Damn.
Simply Champagne Selections will be coming this summer to Texas, and then eventually we'll be moving into the Missouri market. So you look it out.
Make moves, big dog.
That's dope.
Hey, like they say, man. Young nigga get money. Get your money, young nigga, get your money.
That's
so
dope.
Hey, you the plug.
We the plug.
We the plug.
We the plug.
Shit.
He be putting me on champagne.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, this is some champagne right now.
Absolutely.
Champagne Doja.
Yeah.
There it is.
I mean, y'all got to check out his show, Simply Champagne.
For sure. I've actually watched.
Yeah,
I check it out.
Yeah, he be, you know what I'm saying? He interviewed all these different champagne and sommeliers and owners all over the country.
I do my best to try to watch at least one episode of every show on the network.
Yeah, just to see what's
watched.
Yep, just kicking
it. Yeah, love just kicking it.
To try to follow along.
I don't know shit about that.
But no. So I'm doing this one's coming up. We're gonna do. We're gonna break down every soccer team and what NBA team they're equal to, so you can understand and know.
Oh, that's fire. That's fire.
It's gonna
that's
be
fire.
What team? You be like, oh, they're like the Lakers. Okay,
I can understand and follow.
We don't need to talk about the Lakers, bro. I'm trying to keep my blood pressure down.
I needed y'all to lose. I needed y'all to win one game.
Yeah,
I needed y'all to beat Golden State. I'm a Rockets fan.
Okay, so listen.
I needed y'all to
fret, but don't get cursed out. Okay.
Okay. Listen. I feel it.
See,
I needed y'all to win.
I thought you were gonna say something about this parlay, but he talking about.
See, niggas ain't them was fans, bro. How you let Steph come back in uninjured and on
like
your...
His old lady is like a super big Golden
State. She's a big Golden State. So we have war in the house.
You let this man come off the street.
Thank you. I thought
and
Steph
just
was
drop it on you. Like, ain't that, like, Anthony Davis hurt again. Hey, look.
We still.
I don't know when.
Somebody got to pull
Anthony Davis is the problem, bro. He hurt too much.
So somebody got to address him. I do want to go back to our last episode. A lot of comments of people. So we on TikTok now.
It's dope.
Oh, shit.
So Just Post has been on there. There's a lot of action over there. Over there, people. So a lot
I ain't
of people
fucking with
like,
TikTok. That's different.
Yeah.
They're about to cancel that shit.
Yeah, I know. I'm like to do this show up at the club, though, at like 15 minutes.
Can I get a drink? Can I get a drink real quick?
No, I literally feel like that. I was like,
you only want no regular drink. You want like a motherfucking mojito.
Right.
I don't want no beer. I need y'all to go back behind the bar and mix up some shit. But someone on there, everybody was saying, what about Ja? What about Ja? Like that was, even on TikTok, they were saying that.
On Ja, about what?
Morant, when we were talking about the next face of the league, Ja, people like, the dude, he's waving guns.
And I let him be.
This nigga Ja wants to be the motherfucking Frisco kid.
The thing about it is, I will say it like this.
What about Ja?
If you think about where the NBA was and is now, like the transition from old school to now, like if you take it back to maybe, obviously you can't do this now, but if you take it back some years maybe, like he could have been that.
No, he would have been.
He would have been that. He would have been.
Like, and
that nigga wanted to be Yosemite.
Hey, man.
Also, in how he came back with a vengeance, like he came back with a vengeance.
Rodriguez. Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Yeah, Buddy came back. Buddy came back and brought his team on a winning streak before he tore his shoulder again. So, I mean, the place is still there for him. I just can't see.
He's
Minnesota Timberwolves. I love Anthony Edwards. His swag is
I love it.
Like the way he's doing with Adidas, these commercials. Nigga,
I'm gonna be honest.
Speaking of Adidas, if I'm rocking that shit today, them new Adidas is all right, bro.
Who's one?
Harden's shooting nice.
Yeah, it's hard.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I just think with the way the league is going and way the
don't
NBA
say
is
international, I'm gonna fight you.
It's gonna have to be. Yeah.
Them niggas gonna be the face of the league because niggas don't rock with that shit.
I'm telling you, they really probably banking on Wembley. I'm telling you, for the league, I hate it too. I don't like to admit it, but the way the league is going and how they want to market the league and it being such a globalized game.
You know what's crazy though? And I ain't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No. You're good.
If Jason Tatum said it on the little post game, and I love that for him how he said it. He was like, you know, what are they talking about? You know the best in the league and face of the league. He was like, I mean, if I win a trophy, I'm gonna have to be thrown in there somewhere. Because I mean, who else is doing what he is doing right now for these last maybe 2-3 years? Like
nobody.
Buddy's been on a tear. Now, granted, he said, should it be Golden State? In that final series, I don't know what the fuck happened, but it happened, and they didn't do it.
Golden State is fucking. They, you know who they are? They're the Chiefs.
They will find a way.
And like Jason Tatum got quiet in that series. And at game five, it was like, Tatum, I need you to where you at? Because Jaylen Brown was doing it. But again, I would say.
This you never gonna hear me say this, but this is gonna be the one time I'm camera. I'm gonna say this. Mm. Might say it again, but this is the first time I'm gonna say it. After sitting and reflecting, Patty Mahomes and Steph is some cold ass waffle motherfuckers.
They are.
They some waffle complexion cold motherfuckers.
Hey man, light skin is winning right now.
Here we go. Hey, them beige niggas cold. You cold too, Dozers. You a great educator.
Light skin is winning.
You ain't beige. Though.
I would just say.
You sun kissed or some shit. I don't know.
This nigga, I would just say the next face of the league, it can't necessarily come with controversy because you got people who could be technically the face of the league right now. And I'm not talking about the Durant's, the Steph Curry's, the LeBron's.
The next generation.
Like, I'm talking about Booker is somewhere in that smoke. Tatum, obviously. I mean, I don't know where you would put Jaylen Brown because he's with Tatum, but you need like a face.
Jaylen Brown be talking shit like they on the same team.
I would say like the only thing I think that would hurt Wembley is that he's in a small market in San Antonio. They're not gonna make a.
They're not winning.
They're gonna get a good draft pick this year.
Oh, definitely.
He's 7'8". Like, what more of a like? Just keep. I mean, when I watch him, I just be like, bro, like. There's shit. If I'm Wimby and I'm guarding you, ain't no shot. My hands is up and I'm moving my feet. Like
exactly.
Like
how many quadruple doubles did he have,
bro? But they be putting that fucking shoulder to his chest. He light. I think that nigga frail.
I really believe he gonna make the quadruple double like a normal thing.
Probably so.
If he gained, he got to gain about 20 pounds.
He definitely does.
He get that 20 on.
Have you seen his little brother?
He gonna be bigger than him.
He has a little brother. That's like 6'8", 6'9". That's in playing in French professional ball right now. That's
hopefully he turned out
it.
Better than Antetokounmpo's brother.
Oh, he definitely would beat Giannis.
But I mean, they got rings though.
He definitely would beat him.
Don't do it though.
He definitely.
I mean, technically, the youngest Antetokounmpo brother got the first ring when in the bubble when he was a Laker.
Hey,
we didn't fell off, bro. I don't know what's gonna happen with the Lakers. We ain't going there.
Jenny Buss gonna have a black baby.
Don't do that because black men don't cheat and Brian ain't cheat.
I didn't say it had to be Brian.
Boy.
All right, let's go into some other topics, man. Since we was talking about earlier age discrepancies, there's been a lot of discussion and talk in the news with young Drea Michelle. Well, she's not young. I mean woman. Drea Michelle having a baby with Jalen.
I used to love Drea.
Jalen Green.
Bad. Yeah, I seen her in real life.
Jalen Green of the Houston Rockets.
In Houston.
Allegedly, for the moment.
And Joya Bow Wow's.
Chavez.
And hey, Futures.
I'm going to say this.
He's a young guy, too, though. What's his name?
But they're only 10 years apart.
Diggs. I mean, only.
No, it's more than 10.
No, they 10 years apart.
Only. You said only.
Javon Diggs.
Yeah, but only 10 years apart?
It's 11 years.
Compared to Drea and
Jalen.
Drea has a child the same age as
you. See, that's the part that's just like, how do you, like, picture you coming in the house, you got your baby, you're walking in, and you see your
what, they're not married, so.
I'm just saying, but like,
stepfather.
If y'all the same age, you know what's going on. He looking at you looking at him, is like, well, I mean.
What's the age difference between Laura Pippen and Michael Jordan?
Lots of Pippen, and
good
question. It's a nice amount.
It's a nice amount.
That's what I'm like. I mean, that's hey man. These old women is hey. These old cougars is winning.
But I'm gonna say this.
So Lots of Pippen is 49, and Marcus Jordan.
He gotta be like
maybe. I'm gonna think he's about 35.
Yeah, 35.
It's about 14 years.
33.
Oh damn.
So 16. We looking at 16.
I thought it was 14.
She could have drove him home from the hospital.
But no, Peace Gang.
Like, technically, bro, she saw him growing up. Men have
been doing this forever, bro. Like, it seems so weird seeing women do it, but men have been doing this forever.
Absolutely.
I mean, forever. I think ultimately we need to start talking about Bow Wow. Like, he has some baddies.
That's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, he just needs to get credit. Like Sierra, Joey. The one girl that was on the little Love and Hip Hop show with him as well. I forgot what her name was. I ain't follow it enough, but he has some baddies, bro.
He don't get the credit.
He look different.
He look different.
He made sure he like mine, man.
Exactly.
He good with me forever.
As far as how the age difference goes, I think that, you know, it just comes to a point where. I don't like the fact that they're having children. But no, yeah. Like, can you blame, like, if somebody's not gonna, if somebody's old enough to understand, excuse me, how to have sex, then they're old enough to understand how to put a condom on.
The niggas are idiots. I'm not gonna pretend like they're not dumb.
Yeah, they're not. They are.
And at this point in this age of social media, like, it's not so much that I would imagine that Jalen Green, if not maybe for the first, he may not have known who she was initially, but I'm sure before.
He knew who she was.
Well, I'm just.
He knew who she was. Drea Michelle, when she was out there, was out there.
Yeah.
Nigga, like.
Hey, time out.
I mean, it's like, but. I'm going to tell you.
You know how we have this? If Sleepy was young and got money.
Yeah,
I'm that nigga. I ain't gonna even lie.
I mean, honestly,
if I was young and dumb, nigga, I'd have.
Think about it, though. Like, I mean,
that club is shot the fuck up.
Like,
nigga.
Hey, man, like, Cameron Mason
all
said
the time
on their show, bro. It's like when you young and you know you about to be that dude to go to the league, and you see somebody, you got your like, hey, I'm getting her. I'm going to get her. I wouldn't try to have a baby with her. But I'm gonna get her.
Doja, we you know broke niggas doing that. Imagine if we'd have had money. I was broke. Like, I'm going to get her. I would see motherfuckers out and be like, nigga, I'm going to get that.
I will say the sucker shit I don't like is like, I don't like what Gilbert Arenas and Swag P, what they did.
Oh, yeah,
But that's the sucker.
I mean, but again, that's the kind of shit that you just be like, come on, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't slut shame, because clearly y'all also have, I mean, like, let's not, with Nick Young, let's not act like you was in shambles after, you know,
Exactly.
D'Angelo Russell did what he did.
Bro, you was fucking... Nigga, D'Angelo Russell was the last person that... I mean, not D'Angelo Russell, sorry. Swaggy P is the last nigga that can talk. Because he was dealing with Iggy.
Hey, Iggy baddie, I ain't gonna hold you, but see, I mean, but you know, it is,
no, again, I
mean, diaper booties are still winning.
Yeah,
I will say again, being honest, if I was young with paper,
hey, I'm going
after my crutches. Absolutely. Remember, y'all bought Thelma from Good Times Down Here.
Yeah.
Nigga, I shot my shot, and I didn't have enough money for Thelma.
Right,
and I was in her DMs like this.
Oh, so you tried to get Thelma after that party?
Nigga, I met at y'all party and. Follow her on Instagram and jump to the motherfuckers. Like, listen, I met you at this party the other night. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know what you got going.
She respond?
No, nigga, she ain't respond.
I ain't mad at you.
Nigga, I'm broke. Oh, I was broke. I'm still broke at Jason.
Yeah,
now.
But it's funny. Like, no, she didn't hit me back.
Cause I'm honest. I'm broke at Jason now. Don't think you can run up on me. Hey, I ain't got no money.
I ain't hating on for going out there, but it's like, bro, a baby.
I ain't mad at the women either.
I ain't mad at the women. I mean, hey, Dre.
It's 8-2 the fuck.
Drea set for another 18 years.
Bro, she's something.
Bro, get rubbers is cheap, bro. Hey, if you got that kind of money, rubbers is cheap.
Listen.
But you just got to know who you're dealing with. I mean, if you're going that route and if y'all had a conversation, then so be it. But, like, you always see these things turn out the different other way, right? You never see them turn out with a happy ever after.
Ever ending.
You know Absolutely. What I'm saying? And that's the part that sucks. Like, you know, like, it's
I mean,
like,
Russ and Sierra.
I mean, well, hey, listen, Sierra prayer. Like, she, whatever she did, like, she needs to put that out and copyright
But they were
that.
They were on some shit like she said she wasn't going to have sex with him until they got married. Type of stuff.
All right, man.
But I think Russ, but I mean,
they was a real relationship.
Yeah, like, Russ seemed like the type of dude who's like, man, I pull Sierra, I'm not finna fuck this up.
Like when you see Russell Wilson with Sierra, he be like,
he works.
Hey, man, he
looks at her like, oh,
hey,
but I love that.
Oh, yeah, I love that. You
respectfully,
real,
Russ, that I got some baby's body on your wife. Then you did good, big girl.
Hey, I ain't
niggas call you corny, they call you lame. Fuck all that. Lame winning. You did.
I ain't go, but this is the other thing, this is the other part about it too. Like, even though Future be making his little remarks, it got, listen, you can talk on that rah-rah shit.
Future feelings hurt, bro.
Yeah, his feelings hurt.
Ain't no way if I'm sitting in this social media world, because you know he has access and sees it, you see a future Hall of Fame quarterback throwing footballs with your son, and that's his son, and you sitting here dissing him, and all he doing is being quiet, like,
but,
I heard that song. Catch me.
It's like the cool kid in high school who is dating the cheerleader or the bad girl at school, and she leave him for the nerd. That's really all it is.
And the cool niggas can't stand that.
They can't stand it.
Cool niggas can't stand it.
They can't stand it.
It's Revenge of the Nerds. Remember in Revenge of the Nerds, the original plot line?
It's class act. Any fucking scenario where you think of somebody who society deems shouldn't have a
right.
girl,
yep. right.
when they get the girl, the nigga who's supposed to have the girl feels some kind of way.
Because remember what Russell Wilson was dating when he got drafted?
That white girl.
Nothing wrong with
You see what? See, yeah. Boy. That was different.
So as we keep moving on, so big fight coming up in the end of July.
Who?
One of the Paul brothers,
Mike Tyson,
versus one of the Paul brothers. I can't remember which one it is. They all the same.
His name's Jake.
But they look as
Logan Paul's in the WWE right now. Right.
And so I really commend his effort on how he's.
By the
doing
way, hey, speaking of that, before we segue, Logan Paul, if he wanted to be a wrestler, that nigga could fucking wrestle.
He's really,
really.
Oh
yeah,
he the Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, he the Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, but he's doing decent, right?
No,
yeah.
That motherfucker can go.
I believe his career is a little bit more believable than Jake's.
Yes,
long term wise,
transitioning into wrestling, great decision.
Absolutely,
that's right up
his alley.
I got my own thoughts. I just hate that you catching Mike at 58. Obviously, Mike is, you know, you see the video
and Mike whip my ass,
you know,
right now,
whatever. Yeah, sure. But you see him doing his thing. But I'm just hoping, bro, like, for the sake of Mike's legacy, just come on.
Mike's legacy.
Damn, Mike's legacy. I'm going to put it like this. I'm just going to put the weight on Mike's shoulders. The sport of boxing is on your back that night.
Don't lose.
If you lose this
on,
fight,
man.
Don't lose it
to him.
Is, bro. You cannot. If Mike Tyson.
This man like been that. Retired for
but it. Also, too, but think about it. This is a 58-year-old.
Exactly.
Yeah. How old is dude? How do
27.
Exactly, bro. His legacy now on the line.
But this rabbit.
He knocking on 60.
A-Rod.
He's knocking on 60, bro.
Listen, I'm not a boxer, but I've done like boxing cardio workout. That ain't no, that
boxer different.
Yeah, it's different. And to be able to do that, obviously at 58 is one thing, but when you talk about 8 rounds, maybe the first, the third round, you're going to be like, yeah, okay, Tyson. But that fourth, fifth round,
if Tyson, it's an exhibition though, so it ain't no real fight for real.
Yeah.
But if Tyson can work his magic in them first, I say 4 rounds, he good.
I just want to know.
Because he's going to get tired.
I just want to know.
He's 58.
I just want to know how Jake Paul going to handle one of them Tyson kidney shots. Because they ain't going to be no, they ain't
I don't
like,
think Tyson's going to be punched. Unless Tyson forget it's an exhibition, I don't think it will be hitting him like that.
I never
forgot. I will say to agree with you on that Mike Tyson was one of the first people when Jake decided to go into boxing that was backing him, like, let him do his thing.
That's what I'm thinking is a story.
But I just don't see Mike.
Shit on Netflix.
Just don't see Mike.
Let's go to
allowing
Dallas.
You know how much some tickets is? The cheapest ticket is $285.
I just want to be down there. I just go to Dallas for the fight.
Man, I ain't got no problem going to Dallas. Or Houston. You ain't got to hear nothing. You'd be like, hey, we got to cut some grass in Oak Cliff.
Well, he in Houston.
I'm in Houston.
But going to Houston for the fight don't make sense.
How?
We discussed this before we got there.
Keep your head down.
How?
Keep your head down. Yeah. You can.
Hey, no, you can't.
You're right.
And you're the liquor plug, too?
No, like,
for the finest liquor.
Is, ooh. Dog, in Houston, everywhere. I'm talking about, I went to a CVS.
Yeah, bro.
And they were there. I'm like, why are you here?
They're there.
Why are you here?
And he's dead ass.
Why are you working here?
Every race.
CVS.
Hey.
Go to a gas station. Why are you here?
We going to circle back to Drea.
Yeah.
We are there living beyond our means. We're with people who got paper. Somehow we always got
good
beautiful. Friends.
She beautiful in
she
real
beautiful
life.
As fucking real life. She wasn't the finest woman in her.
She wasn't.
Madrid.
And she was mad that regular chicks was getting love more than her.
Yeah.
She was in the,
that's about right.
And this how,
y'all was in the club in Houston?
Bro, we in the booth.
I think it's like an address or something.
Kirby's.
Oh, Chapman and Kirby's, yeah.
We in the booth. This sounds like we got money, but we don't. We just lucky enough to be in this booth. We in the booth next to hers. Like, it's our booth, and it's her booth. She had to walk by us with security and shit to even get in.
Bad.
We getting bottles. She getting bottles.
And she got a couple of homegirls with her.
She had some. I assume she probably put the back signal out, got some fine locals to be in her.
Right, right. Some influencers.
Hey, boy, she bad.
Nigga.
She bad.
Some other chicks walked in and went to the, it's like a little patio area.
Yep.
Nigga, they did. How did that? The niggas,
how do you do that?
We left our booth and went to the patio. We left.
Now it's jumping. Right now, every Sunday. Bro.
I got. When we get offline, I got a club. I'm gonna show y'all.
It's a Sunday fun day
in Houston. March 3 Mondays. Yeah.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's definitely a marathon.
This nigga
Trap or Die Thursday.
It was my first time going. Doja, like, we finna get outside. It's me, Doja Pig.
Damn, boy.
Pig, like, we ready. I'm thinking at some point we're going to go back home and change, shower, refresh.
Oh, no.
Nigga, I said I got to be in the same shit all day. Mm. We did brunch, little lounge, went to the Chapman and Kirby spot, went to, like, a little hookah spot after that, dinner, another spot.
Houston, dude.
I ain't got it in me, dog. I need a nap.
Hey, bro, Houston is really one of them type of cities where you can go all day and be up to, like, 6 in the morning the next day.
I legit should have been to Houston when I was like
Houston different.
32, 22, 42.
It's beautiful to
fuck
see
that.
All the young black entrepreneurs and like
getting papers legally.
Yeah.
Like everywhere you go, you see a Mercedes, you see a Bentley, you see a drop top something, whatever. But it's like, damn, bro. Like
it makes me think of
crazy.
What I would imagine DC was in the late
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
What Atlanta was, we was kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what Houston is now. It's beautiful to see. So we'll be back in Houston eventually, but we definitely gonna be on a budget and we're gonna be out the way with our heads down.
I mean, the one thing I will say about the age that I do love is that when you're in like certain areas, shout out to Alameda, that's kind of like our Black Wall Street area, like you can, it feels like money. You can feel it. Like, it's money being made over here. Like, legally. Not like going to, like, the block.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel like you can see it. Mm. You feel it. Like, the people. Like, being in the Galleria area, like, it feels like money.
Woo! Hey, listen.
Yeah, hey, that boy.
I said, we need a better rental. Because these motherfuckers got cars.
Yeah.
They have cars.
I seen a Tesla. On some nice rims. I'm like, I didn't even know you could do that.
I didn't know you could put rims on a Tesla. I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know you could do that.
Hey, well, next time y'all come, I'm gonna take y'all to Slab Sunday.
I want to go to Chill Burgers too.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's right around the corner for my job.
Like, it wasn't like super super big last time we went down there. Like, I think it.
Yeah, it's literally right around the corner for my job.
Just because I just want to just see the
if it's still there. We'll talk about that up.
Okay. I heard
it's kind of like Red's Barbecue. If you know about Red's Barbecue.
Yeah,
if you know, you know. A little bit of, you know. Okay.
Yeah, it's on whatever side of it.
But back to what we was talking about. Yeah. Hey, quit smashing without rubbers. I don't care what age you are. Babies are expensive.
If you do, that's 18 years. Ready for what's to come after that.
18 years. Some long ass time.
I can't comment because I have the most kids.
That boy said
so,
five.
Shout out to Kanye West, who's fighting Kasanat online because he's sending the wrong side.
That was crazy.
What's wrong with Kanye, man?
Listen, man.
What's wrong with Kanye?
Man, he's bullying.
And his manager went online.
I heard the conversation.
He's like, he gonna
bring all your boys with you. I'm gonna come by myself. Meet me at 16th and Nordstrom Ave. I'm like, hold on, dang, you giving out directions to where? You know all these internet nerds will be sitting there all day waiting for this to happen?
You saw
one, they know it's not going to happen because why would you put that on the internet?
Exactly.
Yes. TMZ would be there. Boy. All kind of people would be
exactly.
there.
Kanye Wild Boy. I like the song he got with his daughter, though. Talking or whatever.
I like the song with Project.
I've not voiced
him. Hey, he got the song with Project Pat. I only listened to it because it was Project Pat. Yeah. That motherfucker hard. I don't know what the fuck Kanye talking about, but Project Pat, he's still Project Pat. Yeah.
Did y'all watch his interview he did with Big Boy?
I got a real. I saw some highlights from it.
I saw snippets. I haven't seen the whole thing.
So
Ty Dolla $ign sitting there just like
he ain't said a word.
I'm here for a check.
He's fine. Do you agree with Ye when he said he created this culture?
No, because I can't.
That nigga just be talking.
The reason I can't agree with him is because he denounced. I'm saying he even believed in the culture once that the hip hop culture, whatever you want to call it. When he was just like, yeah, I just did it for a check. When he was on Dream Team, I don't believe in none of that. I was just doing it for a check. You know what I'm saying? When he was on Drink Champs, he said that.
Yeah.
He was drunk, but I mean,
hey, a drunk nigga tell the truth. Hey, the truth come out.
A drunk mouth speaks a sober mind.
For sure.
My man said that he wasn't even a backpack rapper for real. Yeah, I said, damn.
He's like, I would say
he was like, I don't recognize Dick. Like, he was going off though. He was like,
he took it back.
I don't recognize Mos Def. I don't recognize Talib Kweli, all that, man. I was just trying to get money. And I was just like, okay, I guess, but clearly, like, you made a historical album.
He actually wore backpacks.
In his video, with three polos.
Backpacks, multiple polos.
had niggas wearing two polos.
Having two polos, like, I can never.
That was a whole thing. Niggas was really wearing two. But niggas was really wearing two polos.
Hey, he pulled a Drake before Drake. Took a style, connected with them niggas, rapped like them niggas. Surpassed them niggas and left them niggas behind. Damn,
he weird.
Culture vultures, man.
Listen, man, I have no take on Drake. Big fan. I
almost bought some Yeezys. I was really about to buy them.
Big
that's
fan.
That's because Kanye not a Philly. I wasn't gonna wear them, nigga. You see, I support Adidas now. Yeah. I couldn't buy the Yeezys. I bought the Adidas. I got an Adidas jumpsuit on right now. Fuck that nigga.
I thought the funniest thing about the whole like Kanye Kai thing was like, he was like, man, you controlled.
Controlled by what?
By who?
You sent him the wrong size shit.
Yeah.
The nigga is clearly a small. Why are you sending him an extra, extra large?
He's like, Yeezy, I can't do that with this. What are we doing?
He starts sleepwalking. He starts sleepwalking in the big pants.
He sent that man. Doja size pants.
Thank you. That's like me trying to fit Doja clothes.
And that nigga Rodney Thomas size. Shout out to Rodney.
And you mad at him because you didn't send him the right stuff? Yeah, like, come on, bro.
That was hilarious.
Why you dissed my clothes? The whole DM. Kanye.
Get the order right.
He being DMs tripping, though. You a plant. You this that. Bro, just because somebody.
Listen.
put somebody doesn't like something or against something that you believe in does not mean they work for the Illuminati or they work for it.
Yeah,
nigga, you more Illuminati than
anybody. He probably can't even spell Illuminati. He ain't worried about Illuminati.
You know, y'all know he can't.
That young man is not worried about that. He's a young influencer. He probably can. I feel like niggas I feel like people sometimes, to be accepted, dumb themselves down or, you know, act a certain way. That could be an intelligent young man.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I totally agree with you.
Like, we don't know.
Totally agree with
you. I mean, shit. We don't. So,
I mean, he's gotten thus far, so I can't take.
If I was a young nigga, I wish I was an influencer because you niggas is getting.
How did he get his popularity? Like, when did he come on the scene?
Kaisen, during the pandemic. But really? He's been under for a while though. He was doing video game reviews and like wild.
Yeah, he's starting out.
And
with
he got kicked off of YouTube originally for like some bullshit. Mm. But then he got big on Twitch.
Yeah.
During video games, playing like NBA 2K, stuff like that. But he's just talking, like having conversations why he's playing these games.
Yeah.
And there's a section of people that watch him playing the game just to hear him talk.
The fact that people have found a way to monetize doing stuff they love is amazing.
The crazy part about it is that, like Buddy will have somebody there the whole, like, night. And, like, I remember he had Offset on his show, and, like, they were Offset was literally asleep. And I'm like, this is a real thing. Y'all stayed a whole night. And like he keep the comments rolling. He keep the social media joint going as well. So it's a different vibe now.
And that shit, listen, I will say this: having this podcast, that shit is work.
It does.
Going and talking to people and doing and going into the comments and posting and making sure you stay engaged.
Right.
Like I commend all content, like all content creators and influencers.
I mean, have y'all?
Nigga, you don't.
I don't.
Help a nigga out, bro.
Have you ever had you ever had somebody to watch the show run up on you in person?
Yes.
And he dissed him.
Not me. No, I love everybody who's come talk to
me. Yeah, because he's bro. I'm with my son.
Okay. All right.
It was a young lady, right?
Huh? Hold on. One was a dude and one was a girl. The girl wasn't. I mean, it was just whatever. But the dude was like on some. Bro, how could you? Cause bro, I want my kid going somewhere with that
right.
dude.
Right.
About 300 kick me in your chest.
Okay.
You could at least be like,
I appreciate you watching. Like, thank you very much for your support.
Hey, man, back the fuck up before you get 300 kicked in your chest.
He wasn't finna fight you, though.
Hey, man, how could you? Yeah, all right, let somebody walk on you.
Niggas walk up on me. No,
somebody ran up on me.
They run up on me all the time.
So you just saw, please tap in and check out Just Posted. We just kicking, talking that good shit, and we fuck with y'all, man. Y'all be easy.